Praise God. God is a good God. Amen. I trust everyone had a wonderful Christmas. And, you know, enjoy the reason for the season. Now, most of you probably know that the last Sunday of the year, I always minister, mainly because my parents' anniversary is always around this time. Normally, it falls closer to the first, and so normally I always give my State of the Year address. Of course, this is a year of awesomeness, by the way. You know, 2020 was the best year ever. But we're going to do that next Sunday, so the 2nd of January. You want to be here. You know, it'll change your year, or if you're not, your year will be terrible, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, we'll do that next Sunday. Today is going to be abbreviated service. Obviously, we've been celebrating Jesus, the reason for the season. And actually, if you want to, Tony and I, we have our Rhema podcast, and you can listen to our message from this week, is Celebrate Jesus, which is going to be what I was going to preach about, which I still is going to be what I'm preaching about, but I'm going to go a little bit different direction today. You know, I'm thinking about the Christmas story and Christmas and, you know, all the things. You know, we should have Christmas every day. And I know every kid in here is going to say, yeah, we should do that. Open presents every day. No, not about opening presents every day. We should celebrate Jesus every day. Because Christmas isn't just about giving gifts and hanging out with the family. It's about Jesus Christ, our Savior that was born on Christmas Day. Now, I know some people say, well, it really wasn't Christmas. Well, Christmas is the day that we celebrate, all right? You know, some people said he was born in April. I don't care. The point is that, you know, you can celebrate a birthday any time of the year. In fact, I've been trying to tell my stepdaughter, her birthday is December the 23rd. And she always feels slighted because it's during Christmas. And I said, why don't you change your birth date? Like, why do you do that? Well, we can celebrate your birthday in like June or something like that. You know, June the 23rd. You know, because see, my parents actually planned me out very well. Well, maybe not really well because it happened to be the middle of camp meeting. But camp meeting wasn't going on when I was born. But, you know, my birthday is July 22nd. And then, you know, we have Christmas, December 25th. So basically, every 6 months I get presents. All right? And so, you know, and actually growing up, because I'm very frugal with my money and don't want to buy things myself, I would always could wait a few months to get something, you know, well, my birthday's coming up or Christmas coming up, because it's always around the corner, only 6 months later. So, you know, you can celebrate whenever you want to, but we should celebrate Jesus every day. Or basically celebrate Christmas every day. You realize we wouldn't have Easter without having Christmas. If Jesus was never born, he could have never died, and we never rose again. And our, you know, Christmas Day was a game changer in our life. And a lot of times, you know, we think about the baby and the manger or whatever, but you realize we're talking about the Savior of the world. But see, it's our job to take that baby that grew up, that died upon the cross, that rose from the grave, and take the Savior to save the whole world. You know, a lot of times people, actually my wife sometimes tells me, because there's certain situations, certain people I'm trying to help or whatever, he's like, my wife says, well, Craig, you can't save the whole world. And I'm like, yeah, but I can try. I mean, yeah, I mean, everybody has their own, you know, they're going to have to make some choices for themselves. But you know what? It's up to us to take Jesus to the world. And what's interesting is I've been studying about the Christmas story, and I'm going to read from Luke chapter 2. I know we read this on Christmas Eve or whatever, but, you know, Luke chapter 2, and I'm going to read this part of the story, and then I'm going to... We'll read it real fast, and then we'll go back and look at it. Luke 2, starting with verse number 8, it says, "Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born today, there is born to you you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now, it's interesting, Luke chapter 2, an angel came to the shepherds that were abiding in the fields. And if you do a study about shepherds, you realize that the shepherds were one of the lowest class individuals at that time. I mean, so the shepherd, you know, was a low class person. But you know what? The angel wanted to tell everybody about Jesus. Because if we go over to another account, I think it's Matthew, it talks about the wise men or the royalty type people. You know what? I don't care if you're a low class. I don't care if you're a high class. I don't care what class you are. Jesus Christ came for you to change your world. You know, and so it is interesting that there were, this happened to a low class of people. Now, what is interesting, I mean, can you imagine? I like to put myself and think about things that happen in the Bible. So here you are standing in the middle of a field, all right? You know, here in Oklahoma, you can see fields. Maybe not right here in the middle of Broken Arrow, middle of Tulsa. But if you just go a few more miles, there's an open field. Now, I'm assuming that, you know, here you are in the middle of the field. There's a bunch of stars, you know, out there. Then all of a sudden, poof, there's an angel. You know, and so as we know, the first thing out of an angel's mouth is always, do not be afraid. You know, and the thing about it is we shouldn't be afraid because God is with us. Many times that we feel like we're standing all by ourselves in the middle of nowhere, but we need to understand that we're never all by ourselves, that Jesus Christ is always with us. And you know what? If he never came on Christmas Day, he wouldn't be with us. But he's not in a manger anymore. He's dwelling in our hearts now. And so here they were, and it was, you know, angel says, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. And that's where we get the song, Joy to the World, the Lord has come. You know, and the thing about it is, it seems during the Christmas season, people are more happy and joyous and whatever, but we should be happy and joyous all year long. You say, well, yeah, but there's days when I don't feel joyous and I don't feel happy. I don't know what it is. Do you have to play Christmas music to feel joyous and happy? If that's the case, then, you know, put it on your iPod or you know, your phone or whatever and play Christmas music all year round if that's what you need to be joyous and happy. You know, I don't know what it is about you know, there is no special thing to make you joyous and happy, because we should understand that Jesus Christ came, so we should be joyous and happy, because you know what? He doesn't dwell in a manger anymore. You know where Jesus Christ dwells? He dwells in our heart. And if you're not feeling joyous and happy, you know, and you're not bringing good tidings or great joy to all men, then maybe you need to do what it says in James 1:2. You should count it all joy. It doesn't say it's going to be all joyful. It says whenever you're in the middle of the worst times of your life, you should be happy. Or in other words, there was a song a number of years ago that says, don't worry, be happy. I mean, why should we be worried about anything when we know that the Savior of the world dwells on the inside of us? You know, he doesn't dwell in a manger. He doesn't just dwell in heaven. He dwells on the inside of us. You know, it was interesting. One of my pastor friends who I see about once a month. And so I was in Dallas, Texas the other day and ran into him. You know, said hi to him. Actually, he was in the hotel I was at. You know, and as soon as I said hi to him, he goes, man, I always love talking to you, because every time you talk to me, you're just lighting up. You're just full of joy. I mean, you know, and I didn't realize that I'm full of joy all the time. But you know, if we're really going to have joy to the world, we should bring joy to the world. Well, how do we bring joy to the world? Well, we be a light to the world. We be joyful and triumphant. See all these words, you know, you sing during Christmas time? You know, we should be joyful and triumphant every day. Why? Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You know, you say, well, yeah, but there's not a lot of joyful and triumphant news. Well, you know what? It doesn't say there'll be joyful and triumphant news. It says that you should be joyful and triumphant. You should bring joy to the world every day of your life, not just on Christmas. I said, you should bring joy to the world. Well, who am I? Am I special? No, you have someone special on the inside of you. You know, I mean, there's someone special on the inside. And we can bring joy to the world every day because joy came to the world December 25th, you know, zero or whatever. Of course, I said, some people say it was actually 3 AD. But anyway, it doesn't matter. When Jesus came, you know, 2,000 years ago, or 2,021 years ago, or however many years ago, doesn't really matter how many years ago, there became joy to the world, and a Savior was born. I mean, you know, sometimes we just think about Jesus being a baby. No, he saved the world. If it wasn't for Jesus coming, you realize you wouldn't be able to sing about one fine yonder, the roll is going to, you know, be called up yonder, you're going to be there, you'll walk on the streets of gold. You couldn't do that if it wasn't for Christmas. You wouldn't be going to heaven. Heaven wouldn't be your ultimate eternity. You know, when our loved ones die, we understand that they're in our future because they're in heaven waiting on us. You know, they're part of the cloud of witnesses that talks about over in Hebrews that are standing there that are cheering you on. And it's up to us to bring joy to the world because we are living in a world that needs more joy. Because I'm telling you, man, you know, I'm on social media every day. I see the news every day, and I don't see a lot of joyful and triumphant things. And even among the Christians, I don't see Christians acting like they're joyful and triumphant. I see a lot of Christians that act like they're beaten down. In fact, you know, you almost read it every day. You see Christians are like, you know what? I'm just ready for the Lord to come back. I'm ready to get out of here. No, you know what? We should bring joy to our world every day because, you know, I believe in my Christmas carols. I believe joy to the world. You know, I believe, you know, the one song talks about the wonders of his love. Anyone ever sung that? The wonders of his love. You know, so, I mean, think about this. The everlasting love of Jesus dwells on the inside of us, and we have the capability to love our neighbors as ourselves. See, the way we bring Jesus to the world, the way we celebrate Christmas every day, is to bring Jesus to a lost and dying and hurting world. Because there are so many people that maybe they go to church, but they don't really know the loving Jesus that you know. They don't know the joyful Jesus that you know. They don't know the Prince of Peace that you know. And I tell you what, it's up to us to bring Jesus Christ every day, wherever we are, to celebrate Jesus. You know, whether you feel like it's an awesome day or not, because, you know, half of you anyway, when you, some point in the day, because it was a habit, you say, this is the day the Lord has made, we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. So why don't you do that? Why don't you rejoice and be glad in the day? Why don't you be happy? And like I've told people all the time, sometimes, you know, when you don't feel like being happy, just start clapping your hands or stomping your feet. And you're like, what are you talking about? Well, in children's church, when I grew up, we would sing a song, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. And then later on, we would say, if you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. So I have found out, there's been even a couple times in my life, I'll just start clapping my hands, stomping my feet, and people are like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm getting happy. And I tell you what, if you do that, I'm going to tell you, if you do that, you'll start cracking up yourself. Because you're in the middle of, I don't know, arguing with whoever, or, you know, just, you know, reading your bills and thinking about, you know, all the money that you spent on Christmas gifts that you're paying for the rest of the year on your credit card because you know, so clap your hands and stomp your feet. You had a good Christmas. All right, you know, we should bring joy to the world every day. You know, we should be happy. You know, it's not that hard. But anyway, you know, So here's all of these shepherds, and they're in a field, and the angel told them that, you know, to go and find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. But verse 13 is pretty awesome. I mean, think about it. Here you are. It's one thing to have one angel appear to you in a field. I mean, I don't know about you, but I haven't had a lot of angels appear to me, you know, in my life, all right? But here you have one angel appear, but verse 13 is one of those suddenly scriptures. You know, there's a lot of suddenly scriptures. My grandfather always talked about these suddenly scriptures. It says, and suddenly there was with the angel, so here's one angel, but now a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. You know, so when Jesus came, he brought peace and goodwill toward men. That's what it says. Now, if we want to go back into, you know, the foretelling about Jesus coming, we can go back to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6 says this, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his governments and peace, there will be no end. So it says, you know what? There will be no end to his peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And on that very first Christmas day, he brought peace to all men. Now, you know what? It's up to us to bring that peace to this world. Because if there is something that this world needs right now, and it's the peace of God. And you know, I was thinking about this. You know, a lot of people are you know, thinking, man, you know, we just need more peace and things like that. But you know what? If you really don't know Jesus, you can never have peace. If you don't know Jesus, you can't have peace because, you know, he's the one that brings peace to this world. And so, you know, now when I say really know Jesus, because it's one thing to be saved, another thing to experience his goodness, you know, all the benefits that come with being saved. One of the benefits is we get to have that peace that passes all understanding, that overtakes us. You know, it's a peace you can't even understand. That's the peace of God. But you know what? It's up to us to bring that peace to a lost and dying and hurting world. You know, you say, well, yeah, but these people are saved, but they still don't have peace. Because you know what? There's one, you can be saved, but there's something about having a relationship with Jesus, knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. Having the peace that passes all understanding. And that's what Jesus wants. That's how we bring Christmas to the world. That's how we have joy to the world, is we bring peace to a lost and dying and hurting world. And this world needs peace more than ever before. You know, it is interesting. Jesus, as he told his disciples, and he was talking about how that he was going away. You know, this is before he died upon the cross, but he was giving them foreshadowing of him going away over in John chapter 14. But John 14 verse 27 says this, it's in red letters, because that means Jesus talking. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So Jesus was saying, you know, here is the man who's the Prince of Peace, you know, that was born that Christmas day, is saying, you know what, my peace, I'm going to give it to you. And it's not like the world thinks they have peace, but that you never have peace if you don't have Jesus. And he says, you know what, no man can take that peace away from you. There is nobody on earth that can take your peace away from you. You are the only person that can get rid of your own peace. There is no person here. There is no newscaster. There is no president. There is no congressman. There is no world leader. There is no war that can take your peace away from you. That peace is on the inside. And we can have peace in the middle of a storm. And you know what? Many times that we saw Jesus with his disciples, how many times did he speak to the storm and he say, peace be still? So, you know, there are going to be storms in your life, but it doesn't mean that you still don't have peace. It means you need to have peace in the middle of the storm. And you need to help other people have peace in the middle of their storm. And if there's something that this world needs today, and that's the peace of God that passes all understanding. Because so many people are hurting right now, and they don't know how they're going to get through it. And you know what? I've thought over and over again, I don't know how I would get through it without Jesus either. But the way that we celebrate Christmas every day, the way that we bring Christ to this world is we bring peace to this world. But you can't bring peace if you don't have peace yourself. Now, you have peace, but you're not experiencing peace. And if you're not experiencing the peace like you should, then you know what? You need to do what Paul told Timothy. Stir up the gift of God's on the inside of you. You have the ability to have peace because Jesus Christ is not in a manger. Jesus Christ is not on a cross, but Jesus Christ dwells in our heart. And greater is he that is in me than he is in the world. And I can have peace when nobody else can have peace because the Bible tells me so. Because it is written. So many times, all my life, my grandfather always would tell me, any question you always ask him, what does the Bible say? Well, the Bible says that I can have peace in the middle of the storm. The Bible says that I can have peace that passes all understanding. And the reason I can have that is because of the very first Christmas day. The Prince of Peace came to this world to show forth peace and love to this world. And now it's up to us to bring joy to the world every day of our life. But see, we need to experience God's peace for ourselves. And how do we do that? Well, we can go back to the Old Testament. Back to the Old Testament. Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength." If you want to have peace, keep your mind on Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. It says, Isaiah says, to that peace there is no end. There is no end to that peace. The peace, it's the peace of God that passes all understanding. And the way we have that peace is whenever we, experience things in the world, because we live in the world, and I get it. There are times that we encounter things that are not very peaceful. There are times that we encounter situations that are not very peaceful. But the peace is not on the outside. The peace is on the inside. And you can't look to the outside for peace. You won't find peace on the outside. In fact, the Bible is clear on it. It says that things in this world are going to get worse and get worse and get worse and get worse. And the people are going to be worse, that don't know the peace of God. But it's up to us. If we really want to experience the peace of God, it's also up to us to also bring the peace of God to a lost and dying and hurting world. People need peace today. I'll leave you off with one more scripture because I got 4 minutes because Dad said we're going to go an hour today. It's funny. He's not preaching, but he says we're going an hour. All right. Matthew chapter 5. This is Jesus talking once again. So what they call the Beatitudes. Matthew 5:9. You know what he says? "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." If you're a son of God, if you're a daughter of God, then you're a peacemaker. Because the Prince of Peace dwells on the inside of you. If you should know how to experience a peace that passes all understanding. So you know what? When you walk in a room, you should bring forth Jesus. And when you bring forth Jesus, you bring forth peace. I had someone the other day told me, I didn't say it. This person said, "You know what? Every time that I'm around you, I feel more peaceful." In fact, this person actually said, "I wasn't feeling very good, and you walked in the room, and instantly I started feeling better." Why? Because I bring Jesus with me wherever I walk, wherever I go. Jesus Christ dwells on the inside of me. He comes with me. The way you celebrate Christmas every day is you bring Jesus to a hurting world. You know, when you walk into a room, people should feel the presence of God because God is within you. You know, you should carry that with you because Jesus is not in a manger. Jesus is not on the cross. Jesus dwells on the inside of us. And we need to understand that the way we celebrate Christmas every day is we go to this world and we bring joy to the world. We bring peace to the world. We bring good tidings of great joy to all men all days of our life. 24/7, 365. We should be celebrating Jesus. We should be celebrating Christmas. We should be showing forth this world what it's like to know Jesus, to know him, to love him, to walk in peace, to walk in joy, to walk in happiness. And I'm telling you, there will be days that you won't feel happy. And you're going to have to clap your hands and you have to stomp your feet and you're going to have to count things all joy. Because it won't feel joyful and triumphant. I mean, I don't care. Put Christmas carols on. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Start laughing because the joy of the Lord is our strength. I mean, I don't care whatever you have to do. Whatever you have to do, figure out a way to stir up that gift on the inside of us. Don't let the devil win. You know, I've already talked to a few different people that went to family gatherings and there was no peace there. You know, people getting arguments and, you know, things like that. You know, that's not what God wants. God wants you to bring forth peace to a lost and dying and hurting world. And this world needs peace more than ever before. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We thank you, Father, to help us celebrate Christmas every day by bringing joy to the world, by bringing peace to our world. Father God, help us to understand that the Prince of Peace, the mighty God, dwells on the inside of us. And everywhere we walk, we bring forth peace. We bring forth joy. We can celebrate Jesus every day. And Father God, we thank you that you'll help us be a light to this dark world every day, not just on Christmas, not just at Easter, but every day of our life. Help us to celebrate the reason for the season, the reason for living, Jesus Christ. But Father God, we thank you right now, with every head bowed and every eye closed. We thank you. If there is anyone in here that says, Craig, I don't know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I don't have the Prince of Peace on the inside of me. I don't have that joy to the world on the inside of me. And this morning, I want to accept him as my Lord and Savior. With head bowed and eyes closed, if you're here in this room and you said, I've never accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, raise your hand. And we want to make sure you have that today. You know, my grandfather always talked about a no-so experience. He said, you know what? Many people come to church, but they never accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Well, today you can have that no-so experience. You can know you accepted him as your Lord and Savior. Or maybe here this morning you said, Craig, man, I was saved a long time ago, but I've kind of turned my back. I've walked away. And this morning I want to rededicate my life publicly to the Lord. If that's you, lift your hand. We want to pray with you across this auditorium. If you're here today and you've never been saved, or you don't know whether you've been saved or not, or you want to rededicate yourself to God, lift your hand. There's a hand over here. Thank you. Anybody else? You say, Craig, I want to rededicate my life today. I want to be saved today. Man, we just celebrated Christmas. We celebrated Jesus Christ. And there's no better way to really celebrate Jesus than rededicating ourselves to God again. Or being saved for the very first time. Let's all stand up. Praise God. If you lifted your hand for prayer or didn't lift your hand, but know you should have, I want you to come down here right now and we want to pray with you. If you lifted your hand for prayer or didn't lift your hand, just come on down here. We want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Anybody else? Maybe you're here and you said, man, I didn't lift my hand, but I should have lifted my hand. Or maybe you did. Come on down here. We want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. What's your name? Joanna. Nice to meet you. You know, we just celebrated Christmas, obviously. And Christmas time, you know, we get gifts, right? So if I want to give you a gift, I want to give you these books. How do you get them? You just reach out and receive them. You can take those. All right. You know, Jesus Christ is a gift. And sometimes that we accept the gift the first time, and then we put them on the shelf. You know, but, you know, it's like getting a toy. How many times, I mean, I was a kid, I got a toy. I remember one time I was like a teenager, and I went to the attic, and I found some of my old toys, and I started playing with them again. I'm like, man, this is pretty cool. I mean, I know I played since I was 7 years old, but it's pretty cool. You know, it's pretty cool to re-experience Jesus again. Amen. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pray with you right here, and then we're going to send you a place and you can go with her, all right? And they're going to make sure you understand what you got. They're going to tell you about these books and what they mean, amen? It's okay if I put my hand on your head? All right. Father God, we thank you for Joanna. We thank you, Father, right now for her life. And we thank you, Father, that she'll never be the same. We thank you, Father, for forgiving her of her sins, Father. We thank you, Father, for touching her, for filling her, for just helping her live life in a total different manner. We just thank you for the peace of God that's on her. And we thank you that she'll have joy to the world every day of her life. And we just thank you for it. And we praise you for it now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Will you go this way with Pastor Greg and Chris? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is a good God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, God is a good God. Let's stretch our hands out. Father God, we just thank you for Joanna. We just thank you, Father, for ministering to her, Father. We thank you that she'll never, ever be the same. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. If you're a first-time visitor, we're glad to have you this morning. If we have the connection team and they'll be in the aisle, they want to take you and give you a special gift today. Like I said, we have no service tonight, so you can enjoy time with your family. But you know what? As we leave today, the pastors are headed to the door, can we sing joy to the world? All right, let's sing joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let earth